I'm Golson Lyon, and I am a child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist, and also a human genetics researcher currently working at the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, as well as the Utah Foundation for Biomedical Research. I personally feel, as a psychiatrist who's been working with families for the last 8 years, that really information is knowledge, and really most families just want information. They want to know everything about themselves and their family members. And my experience has been that, unfortunately, there's an extreme lack of knowledge out there due to the fact that we just are not spending the money on educating the public and giving back genetic information. About 4 years ago, I started working in the state of Utah, and the reason I moved to Utah is due to the fact that they have very large families there, as well as extensive genealogic records. I went to the medical genetics clinic and started working with a medical geneticist there by the name of Dr. Alan Rope. He had found a family in Ogden, Utah, with a mysterious disease that included developmental delay, as well as heart problems that caused these children, five of them in total in one family, to eventually die after about 1 year. And working with Dr. Rope, we discovered the genetic basis of that disorder using a relatively new technology called exon capture and sequencing. And we published the paper reporting this discovery in June 2011. One of the things that I encountered in my research, however, was that many people are getting sequenced as part of research projects, but there's really not any mechanism in place for how to return results to those participants. One of the main reasons why that is the case is due to the fact that all genetic testing in America is regulated by something called CLIA, which is the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendment Act, and that basically states that genetic testing must be performed in certain clinically certified laboratories. And while I agree that genetic testing should be performed in CLIA labs, I feel that we have not done enough to encourage researchers to perform their sequencing in these types of laboratories. And thus, many results that are being obtained are not being returned to research participants. In my case, one of the women in the Ogden syndrome family became pregnant during the course of our study. She wanted to know if she was a carrier of the mutation. And unfortunately, because the testing had not been done in a CLIA laboratory, I and anyone else is currently forbidden by law to return those sorts of results to people. And so I started working with a local company in Utah to develop a CLIA-certified genetic test for Ogden syndrome. And unfortunately, this took more than 6 months to develop this CLIA-certified, single gene test. And by the time we had gotten the test developed, the woman had already given birth. And it turned out she must have been a carrier because she ended up having a boy with the same mutation. And he was affected. And unfortunately, he died from the illness within just a few months of his birth. I think that one way to make human genetics research more humane is simply to increase the number of genetics counselors in this country. I think that there is a major discrepancy between education and prevention type research versus a huge emphasis on drug development. I really feel that having 3,000 genetic counselors and approximately 1,000 medical geneticist is really a incredibly small amount, and I feel like the federal government should be doing everything it can to increase the number of genetic counselors by at least tenfold, so that we can begin to really educate the public about the meaning of genetics. And as we begin to sequence more people, we'll have many more genetic counselors and medical geneticists that are able and willing to provide much-needed advice to family members. So, for example, when somebody's born, if we are able to sequence their genome and discover that they do end up having, for example, cystic fibrosis mutations, it would be very good to be able to then counsel the family, as well as watch that child develop much more carefully and really be able to know that some of the things that they're developing are consistent with cystic fibrosis rather than waiting, you know, more than a decade to find out that the child, you know, has cystic fibrosis. I was delighted recently to see that the Presidential Commission for Bioethics published a report on whole genome sequencing, privacy, and progress. And in that report, they recommended that in the future, whole genome sequencing for humans ought to be performed in CLIA-certified laboratories so that those results can be returned to the research participants. I was at the Illumina Understand Your Genome Symposium recently, and at that event, they returned 52 whole genomes that had been sequenced in CLIA-certified laboratories, and the genomes and the raw data were returned on various devices, including a hard drive, as well as on an iPad, in which you could at least scroll through some of your genetic findings. And I look forward to the day when many, many whole genomes are sequenced in CLIA-certified laboratories so that those results, including the raw data, can be returned to the research participants so that they can use that data however they see fit.